goodness happens to good people. Goodness happens to good people. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Goodness happens to good people. Has ever, in your thought system, in your memory, have you ever seen badness happen to good people? Have you ever seen people who had bad experiences? Have you ever seen people who have had experiences that have not been beautiful and good, and they're good people? Well, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Well, in the first place, it's what we call good or what we call bad. Are we going to name the experience good or bad? Are we going to name the experience to be right or wrong or something desirable or undesirable? It's up to us to make that choice, because we look at everything and we call it lovely or we call it not so lovely. We call it something that we want to experience or we call it something we do not want to experience. Now, why would we ever want an experience taking place in our life that we call a bad experience? Well, many times we call them test experiences and we say, how are we going to respond to that experience? How are we going to respond to the experience where people say that you're a naughty boy, you know, and you've done naughty things? And then your mother stands beside you and she says, but I know he didn't do that. I know he is a good boy. I know he has always done good things. But the appearances are there. The testing time is there. The appearances are there to say to the contrary. And the mother stands up for her child and believes in the child and experiences that with the child. And when the child stands up for those things and learns how to not be pushed around by the world that wants to say naughty things about it when no naughty things took place, how strong is that child? How beautiful is that child? And does that child try to condemn others for its own experiences, its own challenges, its own opportunities to be standing forth on who and what he is? We all go through those experiences, and we wonder why goodness happens to good people, and we wonder why badness happens to good people. But generally speaking, we don't think of badness happening to good people. And the reason for that is these people have stood up. They have stood up to all the challenges that they had in life. And sometimes they have them later in life. Sometimes in their early years, they're always standing up to who and what they are, and they're being beautiful. But they've never really been tested to see if they really stand up. If they found a $1,000 bill floating around in the middle of the park, in the middle of somewhere where they had no idea who it belonged to, who that $1,000 belonged to, and they had no idea who it was, what would they do? What would they do? Would they take that $1,000 and put it in their pocket, or would they take it to the police and say, someone lost this? What would they do? Anything they would do would be wrong if they touched the $1,000 bill. If they in any way recognize that it was lost. And if they are untouched by the money, if they are untouched by that floating lost bill, and they don't think that maybe they could have it, maybe they couldn't have it, maybe they would like it, maybe they couldn't like it, maybe this would happen, maybe that would happen. You see, all of those things are totally unnecessary. They're totally unimportant. They're totally out of line. And those are things that they stand by very firmly and very strongly. Those are things that a person who is honest would never think of taking anything that didn't belong to him. A person who is honest would never do that. But how many people do you know who are good people who would take something that didn't belong to them? They haven't learned that lesson yet. They haven't learned that lesson of not touching something that has no right in their life. It does not belong to them. How many of us have learned that, really? If nobody's looking and we find something that we like and it doesn't seem to belong to anybody, it seems like it's just lost in the maze of life, would we touch it? Good things happen to good people, always. And when apparently bad things happen to good people, it's because somewhere we have a challenge to be untouched by whatever we call bad things. You are a truly fantastic person. You are a truly fantastic person because that's the way I see you. You are a truly marvelous being, a thoughtful being, a loving being, because that's the way I create you. You are a truly sensitive, caring, loving being because that's the way I see you. Now, if I see you being challenged, then I am being challenged. If I see you being an unconditionally loving person, then I'm an unconditionally loving person. However I see anyone in the world, if I see good people having good experiences or good people having bad experiences, however I see that, that's who I am. That's the life I'm living. That's the world that I'm living in. That's the things, those are the things that make up my world. For what I see, I am. Now, does that mean that I cannot go around seeing the obvious that is going on in the world? Yes, that's true. We have no opportunity, no privilege, no right to see the world as someone else has created it. We only see the world as we have created it. Now, are you willing to create the world as a beautiful place, regardless of what that there might be some bad people in it? Are you willing to create the world as a glorious, wonderful, fantastic experience for everybody, even though it might appear that some people aren't ready to take it, aren't happy enough to recognize that they are good people? They don't know how good they are. They don't know how wonderful they are. But I do. But you do. When you live your life from your goodness point of view, when you see all things from your goodness point of view, then all the world is from your goodness point. There are no bad things in the world. There are no ugly things in the world. There are no things in the world that need to be corrected, that need to be improved. There are no things in the world that need to be put into a new mode of understanding. There are no things like that, because that does not exist. And that need not exist. It is just a beautiful, wonderful opportunity for you and for me to look at the world and see it fantastic right now, to see it glorious right now, to see it beautiful right now. It's just an opportunity for you and for me to look at the world and say, it is good and very good. To look at the world and say, it is a lovely world that I'm living in. To look at the world and say, wow, yes, it is great. Wow, yes, it is fantastic. Wow, yes, that's who I am. And when I say that's who I am, then that's who I am. When I say that is what I believe, then that is what I believe. One of the most challenging things for us is to recognize that the world is our creation, and it's our creation out of our love, or it's our creation out of our confusion, or it's our creation out of our misunderstanding. And I would like to see all my world a creation out of my love. I would like to see all of my world a creation out of my understanding and my peace and the goodness of my heart. And as I see all the world a creation of the goodness of my heart, of the peace that I am, then it is the peace that I am. It is the joy that I am. It is the love that I am. It is the happiness that I am. Because I am the creator of all in my world, and I see all beautiful and good right now. I see all delightful and charming right now, because goodness happens to good people, and everyone in my world is a good person. How about your world? Same thing? You bet. And that's what it's all about.